Time to have a look at this week's big movies. We do that with the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh, geez.
Garth Wiley. I've been using that intro on a few guests. And it's, I think you're up there with them.
It fits, does it? Okay, good. Well, I'll take it. Thank you.
Take it. Mate, lots of films skirting around over the school holidays. Yes. Before we jump into the newbies, what has really been getting people's hearts aflutter this week at the on the big screen?
Yeah, well, look, across the week, you know, we've had... it's a bit of a mixed bag at the moment and some more adult films coming out this week. When I say adult films, one's for the older audiences.
We didn't mention those for last week, Garth.
Keep those, they're in the back room. Kingsman. It has been the number one film for the week by far and away. I think it was $8.4 million at the Australian box office in 1 week, which is it's just a drop in the ocean, really, isn't it? It's great, but you know, the kids' films with Emoji Film and Captain Underpants, you know, both doing very well. And of course, they should at this time of year. It's school holidays in New South Wales, and we want to get those kids out of the house and entertained to fulfil those days.
You said you took the fam along to see the Emoji movie. And you said it was bad, but it was good bad.
Yeah, that's right. And look, and, you know, we were a bit sceptical about it last week when we spoke about it. But, you know, I took the family out and thought, no, I'll take one for the team here and see what I thought. And it was actually, a fairly decent movie. And I like with these family films these days as well that there's lots of, storylines that the adults will appreciate that go over the heads of the children. And, continuity of jokes throughout that film, which kept us adults entertained, which was really good.
So kids and adults laughing at different times.
That's right.
Pretty much.
That's right.
All right, we have some movies that will be on the screen this week. Another remake. This is Flatliners. Now, in having a look at this morning, I thought, hang on, Flatliners, that wasn't that long ago. It was in 1990, which is a long time ago now.
Well, it seems like seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Mm. But yeah, look, and this is a remake. And some have said, look, is this a continuation of the story? There is a continuation of one of the characters in the story. No one's really come out and said it, but I think this is just a remake of the original. And the storyline here is a bunch of medical students. They create near-death experiences and they want to see what might be on the other side.
Let's have a look at Flatliners.
What happens to us after we die? The only way to find out is to see for ourselves.
What's going on?
I would like you to stop my heart. You give it 1 minute and then you bring me back.
Oh, okay. That's one way to do it.
And they seem to have some enhanced skills and abilities as they come back. So it's very interesting. Ellen Page is one of the lead actresses in this one. And Michael Douglas is a producer on this one. And he was a producer on the original Flatliners as well. So some continuity behind the camera. And he does say that Ellen Page is quite the solidifying actor in this story. In a film that is maybe a little bit far-fetched, she brings a little bit of realness to it.
Yeah, if you're going to have a far-fetched film, this might sound weird. I've got to have some realism in there. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Alrighty. Next film is Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, look, this is a great one as well. One of my favourite actresses, Emma Stone, stars in this one. She plays the world number one tennis player, Billie Jean King. And this is all set back in 1973, where there was, and I dare say still today, inequality between prize money in the tennis world for these big large-scale matches. And so she goes up against Bobby Riggs in what was at the time the biggest televised sporting event of the time, 90 million viewers around the world, and really about women's equality in that sporting arena. And of course Steve Carell plays Bobby Riggs, so we've got some two very different characters and people that look very different to what they normally look like.
That's part of the magic of films, Garth. You should know this by
now.
Yes,
I do.
That's your job to know these things. Let's have a listen to Battle of the Sexes.
You're offering the men's winner 8 times what you're offering the women's winner.
The men are simply more exciting to watch. It's just biology.
I am not saying that women don't belong on the court. Who would pick up the balls otherwise?
Oh, my God.
$100,000 to any woman who can beat Bobby Riggs.
Call Bobby. Time it's on.
I would actually just like to counter one of the lines in that film there. He said that the men are more exciting to watch. What tennis is he watching?
Yeah, I know. And look, and I stand by the fact, I love watching women's tennis. I think it's fantastic. Mm. It's great. But I love the line in there from Steve Carell. He says he's going to put the show back in chauvinism.
Yeah.
which is always fun. Look, and this has a very 1973 gritty look on the screen as well. So, a lot of people are very excited for that film, and I don't know if there's Oscars buzz or anything like that, but it's and a more grown-up film to go and watch in this time of a lot of kids' films around in the holidays.
And very quickly, speaking of sports, some sport on the big screen on the weekend too.
Yeah, look, if you'd like to see the grand final, if you're not heading down to the game in Sydney, and but you do support the teams or you support the game, check your local guides because the grand final will be screened on the big screen.
We love the look of that, Garth. Thank you so much for joining us and bringing the passion of movies to us again this week.
Always love it.